This is the Abundance Mercy Podcast. Please open up your hearts to receive from the Lord.
Can we begin to bless the name of the Lord? Let's give him all the glory. Let's give him all honor. Let's give him all adoration. He is worthy of all our praise. Let's thank him for this day. Let's thank him for life. Let's thank him for the privilege even to gather at his feet. The Bible says no one cometh to the Father except he draws them near. Let's thank him for drawing us close to himself. Father, we worship you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Be thou exalted, be thou lifted, be thou adored in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy are you, Lord, all creation, call you God, worthy is your name, Lord.
Stand in awe of your holy Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to bless your name once again. Thank you for this awesome time of prayer. We thank you for your grace and your mercy that endures forever. Thank you for the gift of sleeping. Thank you for the gift of waking. Thank you for provision. Thank you for love. Thank you for sound mind. Thank you for power. Father, take all the glory in Jesus' name. And so, Lord, as we go into your word briefly and into a time of prayer, pray, O Lord, that your spirit will rest upon us afresh. Grant us access to your holy place and grant us wisdom and understanding. Help us to pray aright, O Lord, so that we shall be careful to give you all the glory. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Numbers 23:19-25. I'll read 23 as our key text. Surely there's no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what hath God wrought. Beloved, I'd like to talk to us briefly on the topic that says enchantment and divination. Enchantment and divination is the practice of secret and deceptive arts, the spell, the use of magic. It's a weapon or device of the activities of the wicked. It's a weapon that the enchanters and diviners and sorcerers and the enemy use to destroy, to manipulate, to afflict the life of someone. As we could see in our key text, Balak hired Balaam to curse the children of Israel. But when Balaam saw the face of the Lord, God told him to bless the children of Israel. Beloved, it doesn't matter the enchantment. It doesn't matter the curse. It doesn't matter what the enemy had done against you. If you are genuinely of the Lord, he will turn every curse, he will turn every affliction into blessing on your part. And so it is important that we know that as genuine believers, we are peculiar people. We have been bought with a price. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hence, we have access to the holy place. We have the faith that has been imbibed in us through the death and resurrection of Christ. And this is sufficient enough for us. Even as we go into a place of prayer, we need to activate our faith. We must be intentional before we start to pray. It is important that we separate ourselves from anything that may hinder the glory of God from shining in our life. And this is it. Sin separates us from God. Isaiah 59:1-2 tells us that the hands of the Lord are not too short, neither that his ears too heavy to hear us, but our iniquities separates us from God. I'd like you to think deep this morning, beloved. Even if there's an altar of sin in your life, it can activate the workings of the enchanters. It can activate the curses that have been laid upon you or your destiny. Therefore, it is important that you rid yourself of any blemish that may hinder your prayers from ascending to the throne of mercy. And so you are going to first of all tell God, Lord, I have come today, O Lord. Come and show me mercy, O God. I might have sinned against you. Every iniquity in my life that can activate the work of the diviners and enchanters against me, Lord, have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Why not begin to talk to God this morning? Lord, have mercy upon me. Every sin, everything that I'm doing that could activate the pattern of hell in my life, Father, Lord, have mercy upon me and deliver me in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. You are going to declare and say every negative prophecy fall to the ground and vanish in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to pray this aggressively. Maka pasutaka papa papa. Embrakan skuteke de baka papa. Ekusunteke de baka papa. Every negative prophecy, every negative word spoken against me in the unknown and in the known times, Lord, let them fall to the ground right now. In the name of Jesus, let them vanish. Let them become null and void. Maka pasutaka papa. Embraka pasuteke de kitepa. I stand on your word. Your word says there is no enchantment nor divination that will stand against me. Lord, I stand on your word. I take confidence in your word this morning because your word is yea and amen. Lord, I decree every negative prophecy, every evil prayer prayed against me and my household fall to the ground and vanish in the name of Jesus. Beloved, press on that prayer. Embraka papa, maka paka papa, maka suteka la bakapa, eku suteke de bakapa, embranskunta ka papa, maka paya bakapa. Oh Lord, we decree, oh God, let them fall to the ground. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You are going to pray and say every consultation of sorcerers against me through my dreams, through any form and shape, fall now. Every consultation of sorcerers against me through dreams and through any form or shape. You will not start. Scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Scatter, 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 scatter. Embraka papa. Masuteke de bakapa la bakapa. Decree, beloved, pray, scatter every consultation, every agreement of hell against you, against your family that is manifesting to your dream. Let it scatter by fire. It will not stand in the name of Jesus. Every agreement of darkness against my life, against my family, it will not stand in the name of Jesus. Stand on the word of God. In Isaiah 54:15-17, it says, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against me shall fall for my sake. I declare by this word, by the authority in the name of Jesus, every consultation of sorcerers, of the wicked against me, fall, 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 scatter by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. You are going to say, any power assigned to terminate my purpose on earth, be scattered in the name of Jesus. Any power, any principality, any individual assigned to terminate my destiny, assigned to terminate my purpose of living, scatter by fire, scatter in the name of Jesus, scatter by fire, by force. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we pray. You are going to say, let every evil domination of my life and children come to an end in the name of Jesus. Any power dominating you for evil, any power dominating your children, any power dominating your household for evil, I declare in the mighty name of Jesus, come to an end. Why not begin to pray? Lord, we declare this morning, oh Lord, every evil domination of my life, every evil domination of our children, come to our hand in the name of Jesus. Let them come to our hand, oh God. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. We have, beloved, it is possible for materials, people, or institution to abhor enchantment against an individual. When you discover that people that are friendly before, people that show you favor before, suddenly turn against you, it is not that they are doing it on purpose. Rather, it is those powers that have made enchantment against you that is using them to work against your destiny. And so you are going to declare, every power abhorring enchantment against me and my family, I command it to scatter into pieces in the name of Jesus. Why not begin to pray? Beloved, press on in that prayer. You are victorious. I decree, O Lord, every power abhorring enchantment against me and my household, scatter by fire. Scatter by fire. Let everything, O Lord, that has been working against me, let them begin to work in my favor in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You are going to tell God, every satanic divination done to make me walk in error, I deactivate you by the power and the blood of Jesus. Every enchantment, every evil done against me, so that I will fall into error in my place of work, in my place of service, in my circle of influence, I deactivate you by the power and the blood of Jesus. Beloved, why not begin to pray? The blood of Jesus can neutralize every form of enchantment. Why not begin to activate it now and declare any satanic activity, enchantment done against you to make you fall into error, in the name of Jesus, we deactivate ourselves now. Makapa sutaka papa. Embrankan skunte kete pakapa. Makapa la bakapa. We decree, O Lord, your word says there's no enchantment, neither is there any divination against me that will stand. Lord, wrath shall be said of all the good works you have done in my life. Lord, let it be my testimony, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. If you look at Numbers 23:20, it says, behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he had blessed, and I cannot reverse it. That was the word of Balaam to Balak, when the evil prophet, when they are hired to curse you. But God has placed a blessing upon you already. There's no power that can curse you. There's no authority that can curse you. There's no institution that can curse you. Remember what Ephesians 1:3 says. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Beloved, when you are blessed, when you uphold the blessings of God in your life, it doesn't matter the prophet that have been hired. Blessing will flow into your life. And so you are going to declare, Lord, every blessing you have given to me, make it impossible for the enemy to reverse them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, every blessing you have proposed for me, Father, every blessing I am enjoying, Lord, make it impossible for the enemy to overturn them. Why not begin to declare, Maka pasuta kapapa, embrankan paskute kete pakapa. Lord, make it impossible, God, for the wicked to overturn my joy, for the enemy to overturn my blessings. Oh Lord, blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You are going to tell God, Lord, every blessing I have lost, Father, let there be restoration in hundredfold. In the name of Jesus, let there be restoration. Let there be restoration. Why not begin to tell God, Lord, let there be restoration. In the name of Jesus, every blessing I have lost, every glory I have lost, let there be restoration, oh God. We stand on your word. In Joel 2:25, it says, and I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palmerworm. Lord, every blessing that have been stolen away from my life as a reason of enchantment, as a reason of divination, oh Lord, let there be restoration in hundredfold. In the name of Jesus, blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Finally, you are going to declare with boldness. You say, my dry bone of my destiny, come alive by the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus. Dry bone in my life. Beloved, your dry bone might be in finance, it might be in marriage, it might be in your career, it might be in your ministry. You are going to declare today, Lord, let my dry bone rise again. Lord, I have won the victory against every form of enchantment, against every form of divination. And so I am declaring and decreeing, oh Lord, let my dry bone rise again. Blessed be your name. And so, Lord, your word says in Job 22:28, that you shall decree a thing and it shall be established, and light shall shine on your path. I declare over every prayer that I've been prayed this morning. Father, Lord, let them receive instant answers in the name of Jesus. Everyone that have been a victim of enchantment, been a victim of satanic agreement, been a victim of divination, Lord, we declare their victory this morning. Thank you for answers to prayers, O Lord. We commit this day unto your hands. Every action, every activity we'll be engaged in, let them bring glory to your name, O God. Let there be mighty dimension of your blessings upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for our trust in the place of prayer. We shall be careful to give you all the glory. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
This was brought to you by the Abundant Mercy Podcast. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Instagram. God bless you.